And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I have been critical of Governor Pat McCrory, and rightly so. But for this one, he got it right and deserves great credit. After Christmas, Governor McCrory pardoned two men for crimes they committed decades ago. The men had served their sentence and returned to their community, where they became model citizens. Now the stain of their error and conviction is removed, and they and their family can feel the relief of claiming the productive lives they have lived since. But not for just these two. There are thousands more who need pardons to prove the value of their good lives since they've repaid society for their errors. I've had two cases myself which exemplify these situations. One was a Navy man, like one of those pardoned, who had an exemplary career afterwards, but was limited in how far he could go, including his Iraq assignment where he was prohibited from going because of his record. Another has worked for 20 years on a job in Florida, but can't move to a higher level in his job because the certifying board won't release him from parole for his misdemeanor committed 26 years ago. With so little, the governor could change the lives of these hundreds, maybe thousands of people and their families. The hidden tragedy of our society is a number of people who committed a stupid crime when they were young, paid their debt, restitution, sentencing, probation, and have lived contributing lives since then, but are unable to get a decent job or move forward in their employment. Please, Governor McCrory, do the right thing and grant them a pardon. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.